Hey, lovely. I got you another gift. No. This one's not a living thing. Here you go. It's a special leaf just for you. Of course it's special. Look at its shape. It looks kind of like me. These are my ears, and yeah. Don't you like the gift? I saw it and I thought you would love it. Of course, I'm very thoughtful for you. Because I love you. You're my mouse. You're someone I can hold closely. Someone I could easily capture. But I wanna love you and adore you, my little mouse. So, hold on to the leaf and treasure it forever and ever. I hope it makes you happy. Because you make me happy. Of course, I would do anything for you. Do you want me to scratch your back? I'll be careful. I know my claws can be very sharp. Oh. In due time, my love. I can't let you run around. Not again. Do you remember what happened last time? Because I remember. You were being way too loud. Someone could have heard you. That would have been awful. Of course it would have been. Someone could have found you. They could have thought that you didn't want to be here. Which is crazy. You know, people tend to be crazy sometimes. I don't know why. And then it could have escalated. They could have taken you away from me. And that just wouldn't do. But if you want to run around, you have plenty of space down here. And no one can hear you. It's good. It's safe. You'll be safe. The only one who could hear you is me. Because my ears are very good at hearing. But even with my ears, I can barely hear you. Just enough to know that you're still down here. Isn't that wonderful? So you'll be safe. I won't have to worry. You won't leave me. And no one will take you from me. That sounds wonderful. I'm feeling a little lightheaded. I think I'm gonna go lay down. You want me to stay here with you? You actually want my company? This is... Okay, I need to sit down. Okay. Maybe you should pet my tail. Petting my tail always calms me down. Very soothing. You can brush it if you want to. It's so fluffy and comforting. You're not trying to trick me, are you? You know, tell me you want me down here. Getting my hopes up. Deceiving me. Lying to me. Trying to run away from me. Because that wouldn't be very nice of you. That would be so hurtful and mean. You're not mean, are you? You would never be mean to me, right? Right? See, I knew you were so kind and thoughtful and loving. I knew we were meant to be. We were meant to be in love. I can cherish you forever and ever. No, I've never been in love before. But I have had people who I cherished, who I was willing to do anything for. People I thought who cared about me, who I thought were my friends. And they abandoned me, left me alone. Out in this cruel, cruel world. A world that looks so down upon people and creatures who are different. A world that mocked me. Laughed at me. Pushed me aside as if I was nothing. But you're not like that. You want me down here to spend time with you. We can make memories. And one day we'll look back on this. You petting my tail and wanting to spend time with me. Trusting me to be around me. And we'll just smile and smile. Just thinking of it now warms my heart. I love you. I love you more than anything. So when I say love you, I really, really love you. So, so much. I would do anything for you. Anything within reason, of course. I'm not a miracle worker. But I have skills that allow me to do more than others. So if you want something special, I could probably get it for you. Or if you're bored, I could get you games. Or any kind of special foods. Anything. If you want to paint, I have painting stuff. We could paint together. I could show you my innermost thoughts. Express myself through art. It would be beautiful. Really? You wait right here. I'm gonna go get the painting stuff and we're gonna have so much fun. Oh, just you wait. Thank you for trusting me. I love you. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go grab the things and we're gonna have so much fun.